And we have to say a huge thank you to everybody working so hard at the Barrel Inn, waking up even extra early, even bringing in past owners and kitchen help. Troy is here. Hi, Troy.
Hi.
So you don't normally work here, but Steve said, hey, we need some help making breakfast. We need to call in the old dogs to come on in. And why did you agree to come in and get up? Because we got here at 4:30 this morning.
Because I really didn't want Steve to mess it up. So, no, it's a great place. I still come out here and grab fish fry probably every other Friday. I come out here, have a beer. It's a nice place to hang out.
It really is. When this place first opened up and we got a chance to come out here, I said, if you're looking for a place that you could call a honky-tonk, like what would remind you of a honky-tonk? This place here, the look, the feel, the ambiance, and then it also has really great food, and it's just so wonderful because they don't do breakfast except for on what I'm seeing here on Sundays. So this staff does not get up early in the morning, but they went, hey, we'd love to come on out and make Troy come back and cook.
Troy, you made an excellent breakfast for us, too, and the breakfast is still going for only $3 until 9 o'clock. How'd you come up with what you put on that French toast?
Oh, that was when we first opened. Yeah. We did breakfast on the weekends, Saturday and Sunday, if I remember right. It's a long time ago. That was just one of those things I came up with. So it's great.
Anything with bourbon is going to be good. It's a bourbon French toast. I mean, you start putting, bourbon with French toast. Bourbon with bourbon is just not with ice is the way I prefer it.
And not only Steve and Michelle, the owners of the Barrel Inn, but the staff here, the previous staff, the people who have all come together. Did you just see what happened like 10 minutes ago when Steve collected all the tips and donated it all to Second Harvest, giving over $200? That's what makes this hole in the wall tour so special.
Troy's going.
I'm not surprised he did that, to be honest.
He didn't even say anything to me about giving my tips up.
But I'm not surprised one bit by Steve. He's a very kind guy and always tries to get back to the community. So
you mentioned the fish fries. Okay, of course, we're Wisconsin. Packer games. People come out.
Packer games and their Wednesday night wings are all you can eat. It's hard to beat. Yeah.
Whoa, you can eat wings.
Do some damage a fellow like me could out there on some wings. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Barrel.